State officials want to hear what you think about fracking. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality wants to update the state's rules on hydraulic fracturing. The DEQ is holding two public hearings this week on the proposed changes. Hal Fitch is the chief of the DEQ's Office of Oil, Gas, and Minerals.
Starting about 2008, we started hearing increased public concern. So we met with the environmental community. We met with the public in over 200 different forums and heard those concerns and formulated these rules based on what we were hearing.
He says the changes focus on high-volume fracking operations. We've been using a vertical method of fracking in Michigan since the 1950s. The newer horizontal method uses much more water. Some operations in Michigan have used 20 million gallons.
Kind of the major intent of the rules is to improve the transparency, increase comfort level of Michigan citizens with our regulations. They cover water withdrawals, monitoring and reporting, chemical disclosure, and baseline sampling.
Fitch says we've had about 40 high-volume horizontal fracking operations in Michigan to date. Even though environmental groups met with the DEQ to work on the changes, the reviews are mixed.
You know, after months and months of conversation, some of the suggestions found their way in, but I will tell you that the new rules fall terribly short from what we had hoped would be in them.
Lisa Wozniak is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters.
Fracking uses millions of gallons of Michigan's fresh water that can never be returned to our lakes, rivers, and streams. And the current protections and the new rules do not adequately measure the cumulative impact of what one well will have on Michigan's natural resources, much less the many, many wells that are proposed.
You can weigh in on the DEQ's proposal tonight in Gaylord and tomorrow night in Lansing. You can find out more on our website, michiganradio.org. This is the Environment Report. The forecast is in. The green goo will be back on Lake Erie this year, but it won't be as bad as last year. The big, ugly algal blooms happen when excess nutrients, mostly phosphorus, run off into the lake from farms and sewage treatment plants. Some of these kinds of algae produce toxins that can harm pets and make the water unsafe to drink. Rick Stumpf is an oceanographer with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says they're predicting this year's bloom in Lake Erie will be significant, but not as bad as it's been in recent years.
We have a severity index, and 2011 is a 10 on this index. And last year, unfortunately, was the second worst bloom that we've seen since 2000. That was an 8. This year, we expect it on a scale of about 5 to maybe 6.
Why do you expect it to be less severe this year?
Well, the key thing is how much rain there is in the spring, the wetness of the spring and also into the early summer. And that determines the amount of phosphorus that goes into the lake. Key source of phosphorus is the Maumee River Basin. And last year, there was a relatively wet spring, followed by a wet July. This year, we're a little drier this spring than it was last year, so the total amount of phosphorus going into the lake is less. While we're forecasting that there will be a bloom this summer, the extent of the bloom varies and depending on the winds, and so there's not a bloom everywhere all the time, and there will be many places on the lake, even on around the western basin of the lake, that will be great to go to.
Rick Stumpf is an oceanographer with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's a pleasure.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.